Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning out there. If you are awake, good morning. It is very chilly outside for today compared to what we've had weather-wise, but it's going to be a great day, going to be a good day. Hope you're not feeling too stressed out with all of the news stuff and the coronavirus going around, and it's a pretty intense time, but we've discovered some sources of pleasure, some sources of peace, and we want to share those with you. But it's what we do every single day. Sherry Hara is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is a show we talk about gardening, which has really kind of gotten a lot of people back interested into it because it's one of the many things that you don't do if you don't have any time.
Yeah, and we have plenty of time right now.
Yeah, we have plenty of time right now. We're going to explore a few other those things that maybe you, since you have time, maybe you should look into doing.
Yes.
For me, it's meditation, prayer, stuff like that. Also, mm-hmm. You know, board games, you know, card games.
Yeah, we pulled every game out last night.
Yeah, I have a friend who was like, well, my kids are tired of TV.
Yes.
And I was like, well, garden. Get them gardening. So that's kind of what we have to offer. We have great advice on gardening. We'd love to help you kind of explore your question, and we can assure you that your question is shared with someone else. So this show, Home Show Garden Pros, is a co-op. It's a collection of knowledge specialist experts from multiple different garden shops around the city that are staying open to serve your needs. Their staff are just as kind of affected, and the great thing about their staff is they get to work outside. They get to already kind of not be next to somebody in a desk or open a bunch of doors all the time. And those great co-op member locations are Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden, kind of bookending Richmond, Texas, near Katy, near Sugar Land, all that area. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, and Plants for All Seasons, which is where Sherry hails from.
Yes.
How's everything going at Plants for All Seasons?
Fabulous. It's been an adventure.
Certainly.
We've implemented the curbside pickup.
Okay. So how does that – I've heard talk about it, but people call ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're open normal.
Yeah.
Right? If you're comfortable with shopping.
And, sure.
We're keeping the inside, you know, 10 people minimum.
Do y'all – sorry to cut you off. Uh-huh. Do you guys fertilize with your compost tea? Y'all
yes.
use it on your own plants?
Uh-huh.
See? Diversity. You know, diversity is such an easy solution to a lot of stuff if you're worried about stuff. So, you know, the more diversity, the less hard things, like mm-hmm. less bad things can survive.
Right.
So as y'all fertilize with your tea, mm-hmm. you're making your plants, your air so much safer.
Oh, yes.
So that's an incredible thing.
We have safe
thing.
Air.
Yeah. So safe air. Sorry, but I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's
like a
okay.
thing. You know, people are like, oh, walk around shop. What? People
yeah.
may have touched the plants. I don't know. I touched the plants. Oh, no. I don't know. I went full Seinfeld there. But, but. You know, if y'all are using compost tea to do some fertilization, like, mm-hmm. you're kind of eliminating the issue because you don't really want to spray Clorox or
on the plants. Can't completely get around that. But yes, our plants are very healthy. We don't have to worry about them. They are corona-free.
That's great.
But, so we're disinfecting everything that people would touch
right.
after they use carts.
That's awesome.
so that's one safety measure. But we have implemented the curbside pickup. So if somebody wants to call ahead, we'll just have it ready there. They can just swing in. They've already paid. We'll throw it in the back. There's very little contact. So that's been very nice, especially for our the demographic that's more susceptible to it.
Sure.
So
that, yeah, absolutely.
Our older clientele or people who are going through cancer treatments. So it's been really kind of nice.
Yeah.
So we can kind of keep on with our day. And, you know, the nursery's been a little bit slower. So we have been affected by by it. But I think people are starting to get home and realize, okay, now what can we do?
Right, right.
We can go play in the yard.
And, you know, there's no traffic. So you don't have to like be like, oh, well, you know, Plants for All Seasons is not that close to me. I'll just go to Home Depot. No. Go to Home – don't go there.
Right.
Go to Plants for All Seasons. Go to these places that are local, that support a local economy, that all of the money stays in the area.
Right.
And, frankly, they're employing people from our area that can help. So
and
big part of it.
Yeah, mulch sales are like through the roof because I think people are like, well, we'll just stay home and do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're just stocking up, getting ready.
Stocking up.
Piling
sure
up those bags.
I mean, I've seen a lot of kind of Facebook chatter just like food gardening mm-hmm. is kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's been a – and we went heavy on vegetables and seeds.
Oh, wow.
So with anticipation that people were going to be gardening more, doing the vegetable garden with the family.
Sure.
It's a science project for the homeschooling.
Absolutely.
There's so many
educational elements. So seeds, yeah. Exactly. And that's something we're going to explore today a little bit is what are some of the easiest seeds to grow? You know, we're just going to get into that. Mm-hmm. Be it veggie seeds or herb seeds or even flower seeds. Just, you know, what are the easy ones to grow that are going to pop up in a couple weeks or in a couple days and give you maybe something to mm-hmm. enjoy in a couple weeks. So we got a couple other things that we want to kind of get around. I've been seeing a lot of I mean, obviously, there's leaves everywhere, especially the live oak leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, everybody's bagging them up and sending them out. But what are some uses people can put of that? You know, hey, you know, let's think about this.
It's free mulch, right?
Free mulch or other stuff, too. Uh-huh. So good stuff. Sherry Hara here with me. It's March 21st, so the beginning of spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to kind of just help you be the better gardener that you want to be. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a clutch time for us to help you do that. So love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
A good customer recently complained that while her tomato plants had lots of blooms, they were not setting fruit. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I explained how it was probably a pollination problem and showed her a couple of ways of self-pollinating the plant. A couple of weeks later, she had tomatoes that were setting. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come see us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your garden grow. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Visit us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. As you're gardening, as you're growing your plants, as you're home a lot more, mm-hmm. really kind of a – and usually we don't really play the safe card with MicroLife as heavy as we could mm-hmm. because there aren't very many safe fertilizers.
Right.
So talking about MicroLife now, it's a line of excellent organic fertilizer, ecologically focused, sustainable, whatever phrase you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't burn your plants, and it's safe for you, your kids, and your pets. And the great thing is also, addition to all that, it works.
Right.
Works incredibly well to improve your lawn's growth, deepen the roots, cut your water needs, and green everything up.
And they're local to Houston.
And they are local to Houston. They make the stuff right here, and they mm-hmm. sell it right here all over the place. If you're growing veggies, really trying to push your veggies, you got to get some of this stuff. And this is the kind of thing that's always going to be available for curbside pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a bunch of different items. They have great liquid fertilizers that are easy to put out. Also, a lot of those great liquid fertilizers are really good for indoor plants. You don't dilute it. You glug it in while it's still full, and then you do a little bit of your watering. And that way it kind of goes through a lot more slowly through the indoor plant. But they just have a bunch of really great stuff. They have tools to treat lawn and garden issues as they appear. I've been using their stuff professionally and personally for a long time, and I'm like the person that expects results. So recently, I got some citrus trees, and I had never fertilized them, and they were kind of like fading, not looking that great. And so I got the MicroLife citrus and fruit fertilizer, mm-hmm. the orange label, and I put it down all my citrus trees and my plum, my peach, a few other plants, and man, all of them like lost their kind of yellow coloring stuff. The new growth exploded. Old stems came back to life, like, and they're covered with blooms. So really incredible product, just supporting that supporting nature's role in the root system is what MicroLife does. Really great stuff. So big fan of it. Check out all their stuff and where you can buy it at microlifefertilizer.com. So really great stuff. It's easy to give advice when you're talking MicroLife because they really do a good job. All right. So Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. We got a great website. A couple cool features on the website. It's a live radio show. So, you know, we'd love to connect to you via phone. So we got, you know, that is true.
Right. We want to hear you.
Want to hear you. But we do have a great Facebook page, as does Plants for All Seasons. Mm-hmm. It's called the Facebook page called Plants for All Seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the website is at plantsforallseasons.com.
You got it.
So it's all pretty easy if you get that first name down, Plants for All Seasons. At Home Show Garden Pros, we got a great website and Facebook page. One thing really cool about the website is there's a button there, the Listen Now button. You click that button. Single click. I did a double click. You click that button and you can listen to the show. You can listen live during the week. It kind of plays
wherever
on repeat,
you are.
Wherever you are. Right. So get your phone out. If you're like driving home, you're like, oh, I'm so sad. I have to turn the show off. You don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to. Just before you get out of the car, hit that listen now button. We get a lot of people say, man, I love doing it while I garden. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of get some of that advice, get some good thoughts going on. Maybe a joke here and there. I don't know. We'll see. And but it's just a great way to do it. Another button on there is the Ask a Pro button. Click that one, and it sends an email to us, and we answer your emails. Mm-hmm. And so we'll answer them via email. You'll get a response really quickly. But we also read a couple on the show. So every week, our co-op member, our guest expert, our expert
gets to answer the question.
Answers the email question of the week. And here it is. It's from Mark. Are you ready, Sherry?
I am ready.
Good morning. Every year I get yellow streaks through my St. Augustine. There's a picture here. You can see it just starting already in the photos attached 2 weeks after applying weed and feed with 29% nitrogen.
Holy smokes.
So I'm not laughing at you, Mark. I'm laughing near you. The yellowing gets progressively worse. Pretty sure it's not a fungus, but everything I read and everyone I talked to has a differing opinion, and nothing I've tried yet has worked. Any ideas? P.S. I enjoy starting my weekend with your show. Thanks. And so that's Mark's question.
Let
and
me see the lawn. Picture.
It's really, the lawn's looking overall generally pretty good, but there yeah. are some yellow stripes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what's up?
Well, I think it's in response to, one, the high salt fertilizer.
Right. Okay.
And two, the weed killer that's in it as well. Now, I don't know how long the stripes last. But I would switch my fertilizer up.
Yeah.
29% nitrogen is just a little extreme.
That's right. So healthy soil likes a lot less nitrogen than that.
Mm-hmm. And a different type. I mean, healthy soil.
Yeah,
right?
Healthy soil.
A different type of nitrogen. Mm-hmm. All the nitrogens that are in that weed and feed
sure.
with 29% are going to be salt-based synthetic nitrogen sources.
Gotcha.
And those act a little bit antimicrobial too.
You know, when I was first kind of exploring some of these topics, I learned a phrase, halophile.
Mm-hmm.
That's an organization that loves salty stuff. And mm-hmm. it doesn't describe ocean animals. So if those of you out there are like, what about dolphins? Mm-hmm. It's not what we're talking about. Although, I don't know how good a dolphin would be for your lawn.
Right.
But probably halophiles survive in salty conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, they're like some of the worst organisms.
Right.
They're like generally disease organisms, not health-building organisms.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sounds like almost what you're talking about mm-hmm. is like this halophile term would describe the kind of soil life that could live under those conditions.
Right, which needs more of those products to keep surviving.
Right.
Needs so you have to keep putting that stuff out.
Yeah, yeah.
For the lawn to be beautiful.
Right. And so when you say switch fertilizers, so 29% nitrogen is a lot, Mark. That's just too much when it comes down to it.
Right.
It's just like anything, there's balance. Like the blade of the leaf doesn't have 29% nitrogen in it. So mm-hmm. that's not even counting the roots in the soil, which aren't even close to that. They're more like 2%. And so you're adding all this nitrogen for what cause? You know, it's not going anywhere good.
Right.
And so what are some fertilizers that Mark should turn to, mm-hmm. and maybe what are some problems that you
well,
can
probably something a little bit more local. And,
okay,
and we have whether you want to be organic or synthetic, our local fertilizers are going to be better for our conditions here and our needs here.
Because this is a landscaping city, we have
yes.
a lot. We have an industry supporting this stuff, and mm-hmm. You can pretty much do all
right.
You're buying. Local. I mean,
right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky where yeah. we are here. So I would switch to a more locally blended. Of course, our favorite's Microlife.
Sure, yeah.
And they have a very good hybrid fertilizer that's
right.
a low salt kind of bridge into the organic world fertilizer.
Yeah.
The Microlife hybrid. It's a 2005. So that's my first, my go-to.
Sure.
Now, there are other fertilizers that you could switch to that are our local blends, like Nitrofos
sure,
is one
very
too.
Sure, very popular, yeah.
But I would get away from that 29% nitrogen, and I would get away from anything for weeds. His yard was nice and thick,
right?
Had yellow streaks, but there were no weeds, and it's probably not because he used a weed and feed that he didn't have weeds.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have weeds.
Yeah, he doesn't have the plants.
So no weed killer if we don't have weeds.
That's right. If you don't have weeds, you don't need to kill them. You are
right.
killing something.
Yes.
So probably your trees.
But a lot of the weed killers give you that yellow streak.
Okay. Interesting.
Because of the active ingredient.
Maybe we're
And it'll
too...
tell you in the fine print, you'll get yellowing and stunting at times with certain weed killers.
Oh, well. Got to read that fine print out there, Mark.
Yeah, most of us don't.
Lastly, atrazine is a known oak killer.
Yes.
And so just be aware of that. If you value your trees, which are the most expensive piece of landscaping you've got,
mm-hmm.
just remember that as you put down weed and feed and atrazine that there's maybe some damage that'll come with it.
Right. Arborists or people that remove trees, they can tell the trees that have had weed and feed around the roots.
From,
if they call it
yeah.
ghost roots.
That's,
it basically just destroys the root system of your trees. So.
Jeez, that is terrifying. Well, great advice. Thanks so much. Thanks, Mark, for the email question. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Thank you so much. Great talking. Great to hear from you.
You wash your hands.
I do wash my hands.
Good. That's good.
Regularly. It's often something I do. We the Home Show Garden Pros, welcome back. 713-572-4610. We'd like to hear from you. What's on your mind? 713-572-4610. We were talking about just, you know, what are some different things that you're doing
mm-hmm.
with this COVID scare a little bit. And the joke was, oh, you're washing your hands now. But no.
Yeah. No. I mean, my kids are actually washing their hands.
Yeah. Right. Right. We decided.
I always have.
Yeah. I'm sure you all. Yeah.
But, you know, a great place to be during all this.
Where's that?
Outside in the sunlight.
Okay.
When the sun comes out.
Yeah.
UV is good for you. Vitamin D.
So that's just the sunlight's health.
That,
those
just
two things.
The sunlight.
So you're
yeah.
talking stronger bones, healthy immune system.
Yeah. Antiviral.
Just from being in the sunlight.
Yeah. Don't
even get enough started on the soil. You got us started. Yeah. What happens when you do the soil? When you touch
it
that soil?
It makes you happy. The microbes in it actually have antidepressant qualities. Yep. Healthy soil.
Healthy soil. Living soil that we're delineating between dirt and soil in
yes.
this case.
Yes.
And so soil versus dirt has this group of bacteria, and we know one by name,
mm-hmm.
but there's four or five of them that they know of. There's probably more like 70.
Right.
What's the one? It's just going to be, this is it.
Mycobacterium vacca.
Boom. It does not just antidepressive qualities,
mm-hmm.
but it also has like, it helps your mind
yeah.
qualities. So regenerative mental qualities
to it. So gardening is therapy.
It's exercise.
Yes.
Those of you who can't go to your fitness center, mm-hmm. you know, maybe do some reps with your bags of fertilizer. You know, that's 40 pound bags. Do pretty good reps.
Our load up boys at the nursery do that. They do curls.
Right, do curls with it. I was doing it the other day. You know, maybe dig a hole, fill it back up. I don't know. No, don't just do that to do it. But maybe it's time to plant a couple trees.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm been gardening for a long time,
sure,
right?
Of course.
And it's what I do. My kids have been involved in it a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But through this no school being home,
right.
I took my daughter to the nursery yesterday and she picked out everything for a butterfly garden.
Oh, cool.
Which we used to do when they were little. And then I reclaimed all my flower bed space
right.
for what I wanted. And I have my vegetable garden. But it's something fun to get back into. You know, it never gets old.
For sure.
So letting the kids kind of have some freedom with the butterfly gardening project, I think it's fun because then they kind of own it and they're more aware. They're getting off their devices.
Absolutely.
They're looking to see what's in the garden. They're watching the bees
the
and the butterflies. They're touching the soil. Lord knows teenage girls need antidepressant qualities.
Absolutely.
Effective. So, yeah. I let them get their fingernails dirty and it's a good thing.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We have some gravel pathways at
yes.
my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I use a torch to clean them off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you use a torch kind of every 3-4 days, it's pretty
for
minimal.
For the weeds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. pretty minimal for that. In gravel, it works really well.
Yeah.
Will be good for kind of crushed granite, stuff like that. But it's funny because my daughters have started doing it, being like, it feels pretty good.
To get out there and torch.
Yeah, cathartic, yeah. And they're like working.
Let me go burn some weeds.
Yeah, they're like working back in the lawn. I'm like, don't do that area. You got to do the – like, there's more to burn here. I was like, yeah, but those are happy plants that we
funny.
Want.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it's there is a lot of kind of like – good feels
yeah.
that come out of gardening. Good. That's right. And that's what we're going for
mm-hmm.
on it. So that bacteria that Sherry's talking about really gets on you when you dig in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, one little touch isn't going to do it.
Right.
They're not exactly sure how it gets in your system. That people have definitely think that kind of eating locally grown produce helps.
Mm-hmm.
But something about gardening, too. It's either you're bringing it in or it goes through your skin or something
right.
like that. But pretty phenomenal impact from that. So, okay. That was good.
We
got through that, but we didn't cover easy seeds, but we're still going to. We're going to kind of keep building this easy seeds list. Want to know what's on your mind also. So, hope to hear from you. So, I got three categories that we're going to explore. Veggie plants,
mm-hmm.
Herbs, which mm-hmm. is my shortest list, and then others. So, flowers, natives, stuff like that, butterfly
okay.
plants. So we're going to explore that when we get back. We're also going to talk to Orlando when we get back. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Add MicroLife fertilizers to your spring preparations. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Answering your gardening questions. Got Sherry Hara here with Plants for All Seasons. Just right off 249 Pesaloetta. Beautiful spot. Going to be a little rainy and cool today, but still a great day to get out there.
Oh, yeah. I was out in the rain there yesterday.
You won't get a sunburn today.
No.
But we are here to answer your garden questions. 713-572-4610. We have a true knowledge expert, knowledge specialist, super smart person here with me now. So let's get those questions in. Orlando, you are you're here. You're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Orlando.
Yes, I couldn't get this answer from Wabash, but I like to transfer it to them next time I visit over there. I'm trying to find small flower plants
mm-hmm.
that attract bees.
Oh, okay.
Because it's most important to pollinate our blooming vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can give you a bunch of them.
Not too tall.
Not too tall. How tall is not too tall?
I want to plant them in between my tomato plants.
Okay, even better. So my favorite pollinator plant of all times is the African blue basil. And it just happens to work very well between your tomato plants. It will stay about a foot and a half to 2 foot tall. If it gets taller than that, you can trim it. But it is super.
But can it withstand the heat?
Oh, yes.
Loves the heat.
The heat. Blooms beautifully. You can use it for food if you want to, but I just let it bloom its little heart out. The bees love it. And basil in university studies has shown to have some antifungal qualities when you intersperse them through your tomato plants.
So more than just
a lot of basil, but I haven't grown that kind.
The African blue.
I like to make my own spaghetti sauce and everything.
So you'll probably use more of the sweet basil for that. The African blue is really nice because it blooms a ton, and the bees just love it.
Where can I find that plant?
What part of town are you in?
I'm in Third Ward.
Okay. So you shop at Wabash. I don't see why they wouldn't have
it. I went to Wabash day before yesterday.
Okay. I'm not sure where the Third Ward is. Where's the Third Ward?
It's U of H area.
U of H, TSU area.
Okay. So Buchanan's, I know that's the Heights, but I'm not really familiar with what nurseries are down by.
I passed by Buchanan the other day, too.
Yeah, they'll have it. They'll definitely have it.
Buchanan, I have it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just call ahead and make sure they have it in stock.
And that's the only one?
No, that's just her absolute utter favorite.
Yeah, especially because you're doing between your tomatoes. But you could do Mexican heather. That's a great one that just freely blooms. Coreopsis is a great one. And there's the Nana.
How
which
you spell that?
Coreopsis.
Uh-huh.
There's one
Orlando, I'm glad you asked how to spell it because I was having trouble here on my paper.
And then there's one called Nana, N-A-N-A, and that one is a dwarf, so that would be good to put amongst your tomatoes.
Another one maybe is something that's wandering to put under your tomatoes if you've got a lot of tomatoes is verbena.
Uh-huh. Like verbena would be good.
Homestead verbena. It's a pretty assertive ground cover.
Homestead verbena, V-E-R-B-E-N-A.
And that one's a creepy crawler. I use that with my blue basil.
I have to put that in a pot.
No. You put it in your garden.
I don't want it to grow all. It'll get all the underbrush. It covers all the underbrush.
Yeah, it's like a mulch.
I keep it clear with compost.
This is like a mulch, though. During the summertime, you're going to love it. But no, those are...
Oh, it's a mulch?
It could serve as a mulch.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of a new thing people are doing called green mulch.
It's not invasive. It will just spread out a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. And then I probably have 50, 60 other plants that you could do.
Absolutely.
That would work.
Uh-oh.
So.
Yeah, I seen the 6:10 a.m. thing on there at Wabash the other day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's where y'all be located at?
We are on 249, so we're probably about 10 miles north of where Wabash is.
Oh, okay.
But during this time period, that's a 10-minute drive.
There's no traffic right now up there. So you can come see me. I'll be there every day.
For my compost over around my plants.
I like that. Nice work.
Yeah, that peat moss is good for fertilizing the soil.
Oh, okay.
And when I first called in, I told the gentleman that our gardeners need to use a filter on the water hose. They have them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have inline filters.
I found them somewhere because especially on small tomato plants and all vegetable plants, that chlorine puts a lot of dysfunctional process in the growth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have inline filters.
For everybody that's listening today, they need to be
public service announcement.
Attention.
That collect rainwater, right? Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, if you can catch rainwater, but the water needs to be filterized, and.
Mm-hmm. Well, Orlando, thanks so much for that public service announcement. You're absolutely right. I saw Rose plants die from getting too much mm-hmm. water spread in the leaves too often.
Yeah.
I know tomatoes, squashes are highly sensitive.
I can't use the tap water on my avocado. It'll get major salt
That's
burn
right.
from
That's,
the chlorine.
Yeah. And what's that look like?
Salt it burn. Looks like I'm not watering it enough. It gets like the brown on the edges.
Yeah, the edge of your leaf.
My sweet olive. Gets that
oh,
too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not thirsty, but it looks like it has brown on the edges.
Yeah. So that's all another like, you know, kind of like tricky thing about watering is these plants are, they look like they're saying, I need water, but what they're saying is
because the browning on the leaves.
Yeah. This water's not good.
Yep. Absolutely.
So great question, Orlando. And that, you know, it is great to get some bees in the garden, get some life in there. Mm-hmm. And I was really interested about that kind of thing you said about the fungal reduction.
Antifungal, yeah.
From basil.
So companion planting has been practiced forever,
absolutely.
Right? But that's one of university. I forget which university. I think it was it's one of the big ag schools. I can't remember.
Tomato University.
Right. But they did interspersed plantings with basil, and
right.
it actually had antifungal qualities.
That is so cool.
And we know how fungal prone our tomatoes can be.
Definitely, especially with the humid summers and mm-hmm. I mean, humid springs we've got. So
yep.
basil is on my easy seeds, which we're definitely going to explore in the next segment.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, folks, it is spring. Spring has sprung, and I do want to, you know, kind of honor the passing of Kenny Rogers. You know, he's a good guy, been around for a long time. You know, he passed last night of natural causes. And so, you know, Houston's own.
Kenny Rogers? Mm-hmm. Is he from Houston?
That's what it says over there. Oh. Houston's Kenny Rogers. So.
Oh, I did not realize that.
I had a Kenny Rogers phase where I like, you know.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Product of the 70s.
That song, Lucille. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. So, we're going to explore some easy seeds. You may be home. You may want to see some action. You may be homeschooling right now, trying
yep.
to talk a little bit of science or propagation or whatever. A word that will help you sound real smart is cotyledon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the living plant in the seed. And when it comes up and has just those two little leaves, those are the cotyledon
leaves. Which aren't leaves, right?
Right, yeah. So that's the cotyledon. So write that down to impress your kiddos. cotyledon. So here's just some easy seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to give me more easy seeds kind of as we go along.
Okay.
So in the herb category, I only have one. And so this is where I needed some help. The problem with easy seeds, too, is a lot of our easiest seeds with the herb categories are winter seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So basil. Basil's a pretty
basil's
easy seed.
Basil's probably the easiest herb that we can germinate.
And so delicious.
It is. But as far as herbs go, let's say oregano is not as easy to germinate.
Yeah, thyme is harder than oregano.
Thyme is harder.
Savory is hard.
Yeah. Mint is actually a little bit harder to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you can get it
going. If you can get it going, it's good. I mean, rosemary, we sell the seeds. I've never grown it from the seed.
Yeah.
You know, usually if I am going to grow herbs, with the exception to basil, I just need one plant.
Right, exactly.
Now, basil, you need multiple. So,
yeah.
Yes, do seed. But nasturtium's an easy one to
okay.
do.
Okay, nasturtium.
Which, that's good for salads.
That's also
a little
pretty
peppery,
flower.
Pretty flower. You can eat it.
Good spiller
mm-hmm.
if you're doing a potted
and
mix.
And that's a good pollinator that
yeah.
Orlando can put out of his garden, put it on the edge of the garden beds.
That's really true. And
let it,
truthfully, it can serve as a vegetable
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
as easily. You can eat the leaves. You can
it's
eat
green.
The flowers. Tastes like radishes.
Right.
So,
yeah, the herbs I usually just – buy a plant, right?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Not typically doing seeds on that.
Well,
one.
You doubled my list, so that
there
works.
You go.
All right. So many flowers. We're going to talk a little bit about vegetables. So, what are some great and easy vegetables? Also, we're going to describe the vegetable a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You've had most of these, but to me, one of my go-to ones. To me, what's kind of unlocked for me successful gardening is using bush beans
mm-hmm.
very often.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like if I have an open space, I'm putting in some bush beans.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that has all the effect that you would imagine from a nitrogen fixer. I get those mm-hmm. bacteria in the soil that actually help bring nitrogen into the soil.
Sure.
And I really like the yellow ones. There's one called Gold Rush.
Uh-huh.
Because they get yellow when they're ripe.
So you know when to pick them.
So I know when to pick them, yeah.
They're not just green.
They're not green, and then they turn green. You're like, oh, they were green, now they're green. No. So that's a pretty cool one. And bush beans are very easy to sow.
Yeah, and you can put them in there real heavy, too.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about your spacing so much.
And then they're satisfying because they're such a big bean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great one for kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was planting carrots at a school garden.
Yeah.
Teaching the kids about gardening. And I was like, okay, who wants to be my helper? You know, this cute little girl's like, I'll do it, little
mm-hmm.
Susie.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I'm talking to everybody about planting seeds. And while I was doing it, she dug a hole and poured all the carrot seeds into the hole.
Right.
And was like, I helped.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
You so made little a carrot seeds, creature.
Yeah, little seeds can be a little bit harder. So pole beans are another thing. So what's the difference between pole beans and bush beans?
Pole beans they're going to climb a pole. Right? You have to have a support for them. And the way they set the beans, too, they climb a little, set a little, kind of like an indeterminate tomato would.
Okay,
right?
Gotcha.
So you have to plant a lot of them to get enough to make a side dish with.
I see. That's interesting.
Right. But the bush beans, they'll kind of like more like a determinant, right?
Right.
They grow, they set, you pick them, they're done.
Yeah. And usually, a lot of times you get two flushes of green beans out of it. But
out
then
of the bush.
Once you get that second one, you pull that out and get something else in.
Yep.
That's why I love them because they're like short.
It's a short, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also have on here kind of a very easy, super fast, easy to eat is arugula.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much you can plant it any time of the year except that brutal August.
Right.
So you can get arugula seed, get it in now. It'll pop up in a couple days.
Right. It's a quick one.
It's a quick one.
So if you're gardening with kids, it's a great one.
It is a great one.
Another little tip, too, for all your seeds, any seed, it doesn't matter what it is.
Any seed at all.
If you take a little dish of water with a few drops of liquid seaweed in it, like MicroLife Super Seaweed, and you let the seeds soak in it overnight, then plant them the next day, it'll take your germination rate in half.
Wow.
So something that takes 5 to 7 days, you can get it in 2 to 3 days. So especially if we're at home gardening with the kids, they need to see something fast. You don't
right.
want them to get discouraged. So that's just a good way to, you know, let them see something faster.
So like you're planting some seeds tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tonight you get the kids watching their show.
Mm-hmm.
Pour yourself your glass of wine.
Soak
And then soak your seeds.
In your seaweed.
in the seaweed. So that's the order today. Maybe get some chocolate while they're not watching, stuff like that. So that's a great tip. That's a great tip.
Mm-hmm.
So lastly, I have three ones that have been very easy for me to grow on the kind of others front. Cosmos.
Oh, yeah. Just super easy.
Super. Maybe even too easy.
And they freely reseed.
Yeah, they do.
Everywhere.
Freely. Evening primrose is kind of the same way.
Uh-huh.
That pretty buttercups, you know, that pretty flower.
Yeah.
Pink flower you see a lot. It's still good to do those. Little bluestem is a cool grass, and that one loves to grow from seed, really easy to sprout. And lastly, scarlet sage. It's one of the salvias that's out there.
How about sunflowers?
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many varieties. And they're just so fun to do, especially with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really great one.
Yeah.
And, man, that's another
quick
sprouter.
Quick.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, awesome. Well, that was Easy Seeds. Hope that helps you out as you're kind of, you know, out there trying to figure out, you know, stuff. So run up to any of the co-op members, Plants for All Seasons, to get some Easy Seeds. And, you can.
I mean, you can do so many projects, too, with them, with the kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, little kids, dexterity, they have to pick up the seeds and move them. And
yeah,
you could do the ice cube tray method where you could put the seeds, the appropriate amount in each ice cube, and freeze them,
and
then go plant
them,
right? And they have to count the seeds. And then they have to get a ruler out for the measurements when they're putting the seeds out. So there's so many good science projects.
And the cool thing about that
do.
Is it's you make a mistake, it's okay because you dropped it on a dry surface.
Yes.
It's not like you lost the seeds.
And you can do that in the evening at the kitchen table and then get out in the garden the next day when the seeds are frozen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For generations, Benjamin Moore's Regal Select has been the paint you rely on most for its performance and versatility. Available in a variety of sheens and more than 3,500 colors, Regal Select applies smoothly and finishes every job with discernible sophistication. Visit your locally owned Benjamin Moore store for expert advice. Learn for yourself why Regal Select is the brand painters and Tom Tynan trust. To find a store, visit homeshowradio.com/paint. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
This is Diane Bulanowski at Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood. It is spring, and we are just overflowing with beautiful spring material. We just got in a new shipment of spring veggies. We have more tomatoes, hard to find varieties like Tycoon and Pony Express. It's a lot of fun for the kids to get out there and grow their own veggies and grow their own flowers. And it's butterfly gardening season. We've got lots of wonderful plants for pollinators, and we do have milkweed in stock. We just got in a beautiful shipment of houseplants and really unusual and cool tillandsias. A lot of people are going to be working indoors and having their home offices inside. So it's a great time to bring some air purifying plants into your new office space. We're currently offering curbside pickups. So if you are really wanting to pick up your plant material and gardening supplies, we'll be happy to help you and make it as convenient as possible. Also, if you'd like to place an order online, you can order via email by writing to garden@warrens.us. We're developing home delivery options for those in our community who are homebound, and we're currently opened at both our Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center locations, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sunday from 10 to 5. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive, and our sister location, Kingwood Garden Center, is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive in beautiful Kingwood. And now back to Sherry and Dan.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Sherry and I are actually just talking about tomatoes.
Yes, my favorite thing to grow.
And as far as I'm concerned, this is it.
What's
it? This is the last day, or around the last day.
It better not be.
That you can really get them in the ground. No, I mean,
getting close.
We're getting close. I just want you to feel an urgency.
Let's just say by the end of March, let's have them in the ground.
Yeah, so you got 9 days. I just want you to feel that urgency to get them in the ground. You can't really wait. Honestly, if you wait till the end of April, you will not get tomatoes on your plants.
Right. You'll grow plants, but you won't get tomatoes. And then you'll feel bad about yourself, like, I just can't grow anything.
Yeah.
Then you're you can't grow tomatoes here.
Right. You'll tell somebody else, and they'll believe you because you're an honest person.
Right.
And it's like, they're like, wow, you can't even grow tomatoes. I heard. And it's like, nah, man.
We can grow tomatoes.
You got to start
Killer
them.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, I already got some tomatoes. I'm eating tomatoes because I started them in January.
I have one that never died because we didn't have winter.
Right. Remember that. No winter.
No winter.
Hot and warm.
Yep.
So, a lot of yard. You got to weed seed.
So get your tomatoes planted this weekend.
Okay. Speaking of tomatoes.
Okay.
And those of us that have them in the ground doing good. They're getting big.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do some tomato tips.
Okay.
So for me, my tomato tip is have a good tomato cage. Don't use one of those little rinky-dinky.
Have a good cage or just a plan on how you're going to support this tomato.
It. Yes.
The day you plant it.
Right.
And don't wait 3-4 weeks after you plant it, because then it's too late.
Unless you want to mangle your tomato.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to get control over because they are classified as a vine, right? Because they'll get, you know, if you plant them right in good soil and feed them correctly, a tomato is going to get 12 foot tall plus.
Right. Right.
And most people don't plan for that. They stick it in an 8-inch pot with a 2-foot tomato cage.
If that, yeah.
I mean, it's going to outgrow that, and you're not going to be able to keep it watered. So just know what a full-grown tomato looks like.
Right, right. There's a lot of great cages out there, too. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to scour the world or the internet to find a good cage.
Yeah, and you can get, you know, cedar poles, you know, something.
Right.
If you want to go out and tie them up, you know, some kind of a staking system. But
just make a plan.
I have some really thick, sturdy, galvanized tomato cages that I use that I've had for several years.
Yeah.
And we got some really nice powder coated. They're probably about 5.5 foot tall.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Really nice and collapsible, too.
Okay.
Collapsible cages.
That's
and they're not
mine.
Cheap, but this is something you're going to purchase one time.
I've had
you're
mine for
use
8 years.
Yeah, years and years and years and years and years. So do the math. You can see
And
how
it's
much.
Nice because I own this certain amount of cages, and mine are called Texas Tough.
Yes.
And
are the Texas Tornadoes, aren't they?
Something like
Yeah, that's what they
that's
are.
That's funny. I love adorable wordsmithery. But yeah, because I have 7 cages, I kind of really want to stop buying tomatoes at a point when I get over 7, because it's like – Okay, here's
you don't have the right cage.
Yeah. Well, poor Sherry, she can get all the cages she wants, and so she can grow lots and lots of Okay, that was tip one. Good cage, good support.
Mm-hmm.
Tip number two.
Good fertilizer.
Yes. Consistent, good.
And like, let's go back, because before you even plant it, you need to have good soil.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's A number one.
Right, right.
Two.
A1++.
Yeah. Two would be picking them out. So let's talk about soil real quick. So not all soils are created equal. You can buy some dirt, and we don't want dirt. We want soil,
That's right?
Right. And we raise bed garden here. Like we grow things in raised garden beds or containers.
Sure.
So
because of soil compaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's some good, not so expensive soils, and there's some really expensive soils. You do get what you pay for, but places that are on the Garden Co-op show here, like us, Buchanan's, Nelson's, Enchanted, Warren's, we research the soils. We pick them out. We are very picky about soils.
Right.
So we stock good soils. So get a good soil.
Yeah, you can't stock every single type of soil that's available.
No, I mean, I have tested every single soil that you can buy in Houston, at least.
Right, right.
And that's how we develop our product line. And a lot of the other nurseries on the show do that as well.
Sure.
So I don't want to sell garbage anymore. Like,
no, right.
I want to have the best. My customers get the best.
I like that. So start with good soil. Or if you're like not sure about your soil, you can buy some of this great compost and improve it.
Improve your soil. Yeah. If you're gardening, you've already invested in your soil, then you just add some compost on the top, right?
Right.
So if you're gardening in a pot, use a potting soil.
Yes.
It's engineered for the pot.
Absolutely.
Don't put a heavy compost-based soil in a pot for a tomato. It's just – it's going to pack down. It's going to stay too wet.
That's
okay,
so true.
Okay, so soil. We have – now you got to pick out your tomatoes.
We're going to pause.
We're going to pause, and then we're going to pick out our tomatoes.
And then we're going to pick our tomatoes and, you know, a couple other good tomato tips for growing tomatoes, for like these people that are like have big tomatoes, and they're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
But also the people that are still going to start. So
doing
great. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah. Home Show Garden Pros. We're back. 713-572-4610. Now is an exciting time of the show. It's time for Ask the Yard Geek with Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. Hey, Bob, are you going to answer a question for us?
You bet. That's what I'm here for.
This one's actually a pretty tough one. Dean writes, my yard looks terrible, full of weeds. Also have two toddlers. How can I control weeds and get my yard back without using harsh chemicals?
Well, that's especially this time of year. We've been talking about it all morning, I'm sure, and we'll continue to talk on the second half of the show. Mm-hmm. Weeds are running amok out there, no doubt about it. So they're everywhere. The good news is most of these are cool season weeds, they're broadleaf weeds, and they will eventually die out on their own as we go into the warmer months. But if you want to do something, I mean, we can always spot treat, and I mean just spot treat in a pump-up spray or something like that with a synthetic broadleaf weed killer. And there are some very good organic weed killers, weed control out there, that provide some selective use on broadleaf weeds. But they have to be followed. Follow the directions. It's very important. That's the most important thing I can say about everything is follow the directions.
True for all herbicides, for sure.
Keep that lawn mowed. If you don't want to do anything, keep it low. And then make sure you're on a good fertilization schedule. If you're on a good organic schedule, you're building up the soil, and that will help lessen the weed problem as we go into the future. But it's a tough one to do, especially if you don't want to use chemicals at all. I respect that, and we can help you with that and show you some other alternatives. And come by the store, and we'll be glad to show you how we can do that. If you got any kind of yard problem and you're looking for solutions, just like Dean, grab a picture or a sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for almost every problem that you may have. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.